Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Are you someone that lights off fireworks? Are you lighting wicks? Are you doing anything, or is that you're steering clear?
Innovator.
You know who enjoys the 4th of July from a business standpoint more than anybody?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Hand surgeons.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
WTMJ forecast was sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. And Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News, brought to us by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. There's a reason for my succeeding line of questioning here, Tausch, that will be revealed unto you. But does NFL still double up on the road? Do you have a roommate when you travel, or did you?
So I did for a while, and then actually when you get older, they kind of give you, I think if you get to year five, they give you kind of that option of going solo. But my boy Cliffy, man, we had more fun. But then snoring started happening and things like that. So we didn't end up doing it.
Affects game performance, right? Well,
the reason it comes up is because over the weekend, lost in the holiday weekend, a volunteer crew of four people spent more than 12 months inside the first simulated Mars environment at the Johnson Space Center, and they came out back to life on Saturday around 5 p.m. after living in an artificial alien environment for more than a year. Just the four of them.
And they all roomed together, or did they? So it was just one room?
So the quartet,
four beds.
The quartet lived and worked inside a space of 1,700 square feet to simulate a mission to the Red Planet.
It didn't look like everybody, from one of the pictures I saw from inside, didn't look like everybody had their own, I mean, they all had their own bunk, but I don't think they had individual rooms.
I was very curious about that, too. Yeah. I have to admit, the first thing that we thought of when you see them come out is, boy, how do they stink? Like, it seems like it would just smell in there.
I disagree
with that. Like a
fraternity
house or something.
All you got to do all day is take a shower.
And work on vegetables and things.
So I guess I have a ton of questions here. Is it what were they all doing all day? And yes, what was the was there no showering? Was this, I suppose if you're on Mars and you're the first people there, you have no idea if there's going to be running water. There's a lot of questions that need to get answered, but you really are going to find, I mean, you're talking about if you have kids and family, you know them better than anybody else. I think if you get put in this scenario where you have nowhere to go and it's just there, you're going to know way more than you're going to want about everybody in that Mars colony that you've been doing. And I'm assuming this was a complete covert mission. Nobody knew this was happening.
I want to say we did know they were going in there. I feel like they had made this announcement last year. The crew took simulated Mars walks. They grew and harvested several vegetables. They maintained their equipment and habitat. And they came out very happy, all of them very gracious and spoke very highly of each other and how they were playing a small piece in a larger cog of eventually getting us to Mars.
See, that's no fun. Eric said earlier it should have been like, you know, what is that? Like a reality
Big Brother,
show.
Yeah, it should have been like CBS's Big Brother, and should have been relationships, and Julie Chen should have been there. It would have been awesome.
You really buy that through 12 months, it was all hunky-dory, and everything was... You really believe that that's the case? Because I can imagine for some of it would be, and if they're accomplishing what they're looking for, but I have a hard time buying the fact that you have four people that probably didn't know each other all that well going in there and coming out, going through all that, just doing an interview saying how awesome it is. I feel like there's probably more to that story.
I mean, I appreciate that they're scientists and they're not just reality stars, so there is that, but there has to be some. Like, think about this group.
They still crack their gums. Right. One of them is still like...
Mark was very bossy at breakfast today. I don't know why he has to be in charge all the time. I'm perfectly capable of making the breakfast.
Yeah, why does he not clean up his dishes? Why did he just leave them in the sink? I don't fully understand. So did we come out of this thinking that we're going to be on Mars sooner rather than later? Is that the I guess, the answer to what these guys were doing in this little 1,700-foot cubicle?
I think it's yet to be determined. They do have additional simulations planned for 2025 and 2027. I'll say this. I'm further away.
Would you two go and do this?
This the here on Earth? Mission? No. I mean, I think these are the real heroes. I mean, at least I'd go to Mars before I'd do this. I kid you not. Like, at least if you're going to Mars, you're going to Mars.
You're actually going to see the planet.
Just in, you know, in an enclosed place in Texas.
There's probably more variables that will take your life on Mars than sitting in a cubicle in Texas. So I could be wrong. I'm just wondering if they come to you and say, you know what, you guys got a great morning show. I think this would be really good for us promoting this. Can you guys give us 12 months in Texas in a 1,700 square foot? And would you two come out of there laughing like these four did after you spent your last year just with the two of you? I'm guessing the answer is no, but I don't know.
Do we get to bring Pancake? He could help us navigate those waters. No.
Pancake has to stay back and run the show. I mean, what do you get?
Remote producer.
Thank God.
And we'd take our turns complaining to him. Eric was like, Greg, I love Eric, right? You know I love him, right? Right?
But he keeps clearing his throat.
God, he does it one more time.
He does. It's clear his throat.
What is he doing with that CPAP machine? I don't understand it.
I did not know that going in. Did not. 7:58. Thanks, Tosh.
See ya.